As temperatures climbed during yet another heatwave, 5-year-old Rayleigh put a helmet over her close-cropped hair and climbed on her bicycle to ride down Cowrie Street. On August 25, the young cancer patient, her supporters and CST. Chris Mager were escorted through downtown Seashelt as they raise funds for Cops for Cancer. Her family collected donations along their route, as passers-by waved and clapped the riders on. With determination visible on her face, Rayleigh kept up a quick pace, and was excited to arrive back at the Seashelt RCMP detachment to a small crowd cheering her on with balloons. This September, two police officers from the Sunshine Coast RCMP detachment will be setting out on the 900-kilometer bike ride, taking on about 100 kilometers for 9 consecutive days. Constables Patrick Fox and Mager will join colleagues from other detachments serving coastal BC for the Tour de Coast fundraiser, embarking September 21 through September 29. For CST. Chris Mager, his mission is also a personal one. In 2020, his mother was diagnosed with lung cancer. This ride, Mager's second with Tour de Coast, is in support of her as well. According to his donation page, Mager hopes to raise $6,000 for childhood cancer research and supportive services at the Canadian Cancer Society. Before the practice ride, donors had already given $1,163 to his cause. One of the major beneficiaries of the fundraiser is Camp Good Times, where kids with cancer can go to camp, with all of the medical support they require. Money raised will also go toward research to improve cancer treatments, prevent cancer, offer community services and toward risk reduction information. It totally breaks your heart anytime you see kids have to go through that process and how hard it is on them, Mager said. The coast, with its many hills and traffic on the highway, is a really challenging place to train, Mager said, but makes the tour easier. Rayleigh's mom told Mager that Rayleigh too has been practicing riding her bike, like crazy, lately. The practice ride through Cowrie Street was to try to make a super special, exciting day where she was the star, all the attention was on her, and all her work and challenges are highlighted, Mager said. The hope was that we could spoil her like crazy and make her feel super special. I hope we did that, he added. The Tour de Coast group has raised $323,628 as of August 25, approximately 53% of their $600,000 goal.